form our dignity.
The world is a big place. And this year, it's come home to us like never before.
We have tremendous partisan conflict, polarization in the society.
It'll be the worst recession since the 1930s.
If the coronavirus pandemic isn't a wake-up call, nothing will be.
What happens anywhere can affect us everywhere. And even as we face the present, new challenges are gathering on the horizon.
Our intensive fishing sacrifices millions of fish. We are at a biological limit.
China has bought our silence with their money.
By the end of the century, 4 out of 10 people will be African.
TikTok. It's given rise to national security investigations.
The Department of Homeland Security says white supremacy will still be the most persistent and lethal threat in the U.S. through 2021.
Why It Matters is here to help. We're looking past the headlines and working with the best minds in the business to understand what's coming and what can be done. Maybe let's zoom out a little bit at this point. You know, what's at stake for the world when it comes to the survival of the Amazon?
So what the Amazon really is, it's sort of like a climate bomb. And as soon as you start cutting down the rainforest, that bomb is released.
So World Toilet Day is coming up. Why would we need a day like that?
Well, what would you do if you didn't have a toilet?
If you had one message to communicate to the world about this issue, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Sounds like something out of a movie. It sounds so magical.
Well, there have been movies about that, but it's real. It's real.
So join the Council on Foreign Relations and me, Gabrielle Sierra, as we bring some of the world's most powerful stories home to you. This is Why It Matters.